Hello IELTS team guys, I'm here with episode number one of IELTS team podcast with Benno. As you know, we are initiating our podcast series, and this is going to be the first ever podcast that we are going to create. So we're going to have a lot of fun, you're going to learn a lot of English, and we're going to spend time, we're going to hang out with each other. So it's going to be really awesome and exciting. Since this is the first podcast, I'm going to explain about myself. I'm going to introduce myself because I believe that you have to know. You have to know me. You have to know whose this voice belongs to you and who's talking behind the microphone. Okay, let's kick it off. Let's kick off the introduction. I am Benam Elizadeh, actually, and right now, while I'm recording this podcast, I'm 33 years old. I was born in Tehran, and at the age of 16 or 17, I understood that I'm really crazy about English. Well, this is really fine at the age of 17. I think that it's a little late. Why is it a little late? Because what I have seen among all people has been the same rule that every single person who was really interested in English learning started learning English at the really early age, something like 6, 7, 8. So this is really interesting for me that at the age of 17, I understood, I realized that I'm really crazy about English. Isn't it fun? Okay, let me continue my English learning story. At that age, I was really confused. I was really confused about what I was supposed to do. So I really didn't know what I'm supposed to do, what I have to do. And it was a little vague for me. It was a little unclear that what I have to do. Anyway, long story short, at the age of 20, I decided to start learning English seriously. Really, I decided to start learning English. However, it was not that easy when it came to me. Why wasn't it that easy? Because actually, when it came to the financial situation, financial conditions, I wasn't able to afford the tuition needed to be paid for that English class. You know, it was a little hard and sad at that age, actually, at the age of 20. Well, after that, I understood that English is running in my blood. Well, this is a little funny since English is my second language. You know, I'm trying to show you that how crazy I'm about English. Anyway, at the age of 20, sadly, I had to serve military service. So again, I didn't find enough time. I spent 2 years, almost 2 years, not really 2 years. I spent 2 years serving military service. And while I was serving military service, within that 2 years, I was studying my course. I mean, high school courses, high school books, high school textbooks, actually, to prepare myself to pass the university entrance examination, which is called concours, you know, that goddamn concours. And I really didn't have time to spend on English. Anyway, after finishing that goddamn military service, I got accepted in university in the major of economy. I really hated that major. You know, since in Iran, actually at that time especially, you didn't have any choice. You were supposed to actually pick the major that you got accepted and actually keep going for that one. Anyway, at the age of 22, at the same time, simultaneously, I started studying in economy, major economy, and working a full-time job because I really needed money. I was really poor at that age, I can say that. And so I needed to both work and study at the same time. Well, that wasn't really that bad because it gave me great experience of life, great experience of managing two great things at the same time. Well, okay, let me make the long story short. At the age of 24, I decided that this is the right time to begin English. This is the appointed time to go for the English. So, however, I felt fear in my heart. There was that fear that didn't allow me to follow my dream, to follow my desire. It was really bad because I had fear to take part in public class, in a public English class. I'm afraid to make mistakes in front of the other students, in front of the teacher. You know, that was wrong concept, wrong idea. And it took me a year to overcome that or those fears, those fears. At the age of 25, it was a night. I clearly remember it was a night while I was finishing the work and heading back home. I decided that this is the right time to go for our nearest English institute and finally make that happen. Well, I registered. I registered for that kind of class that was really held just on Fridays. And it was in the form of two sessions just on Fridays. And I had to just present myself just on Fridays. So I started. At that time, let me tell you about my desires and aspirations. One of my greatest aspirations and dreams was my speaking. I dreamed of speaking like all Native American people, like in the movies that we can see. That was my biggest dream. While I was going to different terms, I was moving through different terms, different classes, meeting different teachers, I understood that this is not a way that is going to give me a lift through my goal. So I decided to go for the self-study. I started going for self-study. I started doing a lot of research, investigations about the different different resources, internet books, and a lot of things. I remember I would talk to a lot of people to get information. How should I make it happen? And that was the biggest question in my mind at that time. Anyway, after having a year spent on that institute, I started teaching there. I started teaching there because the institute manager found out that I'm really sophisticated English. I wasn't really, you know, that was funny because now I understand that I wasn't really sophisticated. I can say that I didn't know beans about English. But, you know, they decided, they understood. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, I'm so sorry. I apologize from all those students that I taught them at the first term because I really didn't know anything in comparison with right now. Actually, when I compare myself with that time, I understand that I really didn't know anything. I was zero. I am 100 right now. I am not 100 because I'm still learning. Anyway, let's continue that story. Well, after that, I understood I have to improve and I have to elevate my own English while I'm teaching. So at the same time, simultaneously while I was teaching, I was also improving myself. I was also making a lot of research in different subjects related to English. Well, after spending long hours every night, on finding their answers to my questions, finally I understood that. Finally, I realized that I'm improving myself. I'm standing I'm standing out in among all the teachers, all the language learners, all those people who were just, I believe that they were beating around the bush. And I founded the IELTS team. I founded the IELTS team, and I chose my slogan, "The Right Path to English Learning," because experiencing all those problems and difficulties, and also I can call them challenges, since they pushed me forward to be better and better, gave me this idea that the most important and the biggest problem, the biggest challenge on the way of any English learner, of course, here in Iran, is not knowing where to go, is not knowing what the right path, what the right way is. So this is my first mission. I show you the right path, the right way of learning English. That's why I have chosen this sentence as my slogan, "The Right Path to English Learning," because I'm here to help you. I'm here to give you a hand whenever, wherever, and whatever the field is. So I'm here to utilize all those precious experiences I have gained to give you huge help on your way. So you're not going to be worried. You don't need to be worried, actually, because I'm here to support. I'm here to back you up. And you're going to make sure that the way that you are following here is the right way. You're not moving on the right track. You are not wasting your precious time. I can consider this really short podcast as the first episode. I wanted to actually make you become familiar with me, of course, a little. You're going to understand me more and more in the following episodes. And I'm really excited that you are listening to my voice right now. I'm really proud of myself that you have chosen me as your number one guide when it comes to English. So remember, the right path to English learning with IELTS team. I'm Benham Elizadeh. I'm telling you that. I'm here to show you the right way. I'm here to feed you. I'm here to feed your English in the right way. Hope you are moving and moving forward and forward every day through the getting better and better, actually towards getting better and better in your English. Have awesome moments.